This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs to create extraordinary success.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here for another episode of the Own It Show. I'm Elise.
And I'm Justin. Welcome to Coach Conversations.
So today we have a guest who is absolutely amazing. She is an insurance agency owner through Farmers. She's a co-director of Boss Talks in Dallas. She's a Dallas resident herself. I know all of you fellow Texans out there are probably relating to that. She is a podcast host of Working Women Mentor. And she's also just an all-around general badass mother. And we're really excited to welcome her to the show today. Rainey Alfers, it is so good to have you.
Hi, you guys. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for that kind introduction. Wow.
Absolutely. So today we're going to dive in. We really just want to start off by understanding your story. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Rainey Alfers, I'm in Dallas, Texas. I started an insurance agency about 16 years ago here. I can't believe it's been that long. Time flies when you're having a lot of fun. But I started my business in Dallas, and it's been growing ever since. It's had a lot of challenges in it, a lot of changes along the way. But it's been a lot of fun. The ownership piece of that is something that I definitely thrive on. But beyond work, you know, I have a wonderful son, Carter. I love to support and promote other women and other business owners and other people who really just want to enjoy life and succeed at it. And so through that, I started the podcast more recently, and that's been a lot of fun too, just connecting with beautiful people like you guys, and learning more about their stories as well and sharing their message and their inspiring mentor messages that they have to offer. I love to travel, you guys. We're just talking about this, about how everyone's so mobile these days. And I'm really looking forward to getting back into to more travel. I cannot wait.
I love it. You talk about the 16 years ago you started your business, and that there's highs and lows, there's ebbs and flows. What was that pivotal moment that you were like, hey, I want to open my own insurance company, and this is something that I truly want to own? I want to go into entrepreneurship. I want to take the road less traveled, as you could say, and really take this and do something for myself.
You know, I think it started actually even younger than that. I owned a business in college, and then I went on to run someone else's business after that, but I treated it as if it were my own. And then as I was moving to Texas, I thought, you know, I had a few offers with some other companies and the alcohol industry that I was working in, but I really just wanted to control my destiny. I really wanted to do it myself, and I wanted to find a way to have that in Dallas. And so I looked at, you know, a lot of different, I took a lot of time to look at what opportunities would be good for me and my skill set. And it just blossomed from there, Justin. I think that, you know, did I ever think I would have opened an insurance agency? Probably not. I would have thought it sounded like the most boring thing ever. Like some super old person selling insurance was my image of that. And probably
all I think about is Flo.
Yeah, Flo. Well, she's adorable. She's a little adorable.
Aggressive.
But yeah, it's like I really just didn't even imagine it would be that. But I think at the end of the day, a lot of what we all do, we're in the people business, you know, we really are. And I feel like that is the business that I'm in, regardless of if it's insurance or if it's anything. It's kind of boils down to that.
Yeah, no. So one of the things that I noticed is, well, first off, clearly you're somebody who has a lot going on. You're juggling a lot. But one of the things that you mentioned that I really want to understand a little bit more is you said you took the time to get to understand the type of career that was best for you. You had already identified that being an entrepreneur was something that really worked for you because you wanted to be able to control your destiny. Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm curious about is, what did that process look like for you, getting to know yourself to make such a big life decision?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, the process is ever evolving, number one. I think we're always, you know, evaluating what is good for us and where our strengths are and how we're growing and changing and where to apply them. But at that time, 16 years ago, I can say that it was more about understanding that I knew where my strengths were, and I looked for things that I could apply them to, but still have the ability to grow in. I guess it is almost like a three-part process, right? So it's sort of like, what am I good at? What do I see myself also doing, you know, 25 years from now? Or what, you know, where is this also going to go? How can I make a lot of money too? I want to earn a lot of money. And so, yeah. You know, I just had a bunch of variables, right? And then I started plugging those into opportunities I was looking at. And I'll tell you, with insurance, whenever you start, just like any business, really, at the very beginning, you know, it's so hard, and you also aren't making any money at all. Back to that big piece that I really wanted. I was like, where is this? It takes so much, it takes time, right? Time and some discipline and some patience. When you're first starting out, it's always trying. So the advice here is to really take that time, figure out all these variables that really work for you and how you can make something of it and how you can personalize any opportunity, be it a job offer you have or a business you want to open, to match what you do well at.
Rainey, when you say that you got into it, you wanted to control your own destiny, you wanted to do something purposeful, you obviously wanted to make a lot of money, as we all do. Money is just a vehicle to have a larger impact. But you said it, at first, it wasn't that. The biggest thing to make money, it wasn't there. And so there had to be a bigger passion, a bigger purpose, a bigger why as to why you started it.
Sure.
What was it that was really underlying that time that allowed you to have the patience, allowed you to have the grit, allowed you to have the mental fortitude to stay in it when the financial reward wasn't quite there yet and you had to ultimately earn into that?
I always bet on myself, period. I mean, I bet on myself always, and I knew that it was something that was going to work, and I knew that I believed in it. I enjoy helping people, and that is really, like I said, the people business that I'm in. I enjoyed helping them from that insurance perspective. I enjoy employing people and helping them and their impact and their lives and their families. I was perfectly matched for what I chose, and I just needed to have some patience with it. But I had a strong belief in it when I started, and I didn't stray from that.
It's so great. It's something that is, I think in our world today, especially as we're in this instant gratification world, we need things yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We don't have the patience to really sit in it. And because of that, we often give up a lot of our dreams, a lot of our deepest desires, because those things don't come extremely quick all the time. They don't happen overnight. There are ups and downs. There are a lot of dark days and windy, twisty roads that we have to have the patience and mental fortitude to really stick it out to see the end result that ultimately you have today.
You're so right. I mean, I see that happening when I'm bringing in agents to mentor and open their own agency. I've met a lot of people that have, you know, big hopes and dreams, but as soon as, you know, month one comes and they're rejected, it's a lot of no's, it's a lot of long hours, and the money isn't immediate. They are like out the door. I don't even know what happens to them. But it's so interesting to me. I laugh, and I'm thankful because it's not the right choice for them, obviously. I wonder what will be sometimes, but you know, sticking with something that you believe in and giving it time, and you also developing yourself along the way, because we all have these inherent skill sets, right? But we also have to grow beyond that as well. And so, you know, it is a journey.
Absolutely. And life ultimately itself is a journey. One of the things I'd love to understand, Rainey, is it's so clear, and this is why we have you on the podcast, is you have created this ownership mindset for yourself. And it's this mindset that has gotten you through in some of those tougher times. Now, you talk about how you've made it today to the extent where you're mentoring other people, but to get to where you are today didn't come without its struggles, didn't come without its fears, didn't come without, you know, all of that grit that you had to do. But it's clear you had the grit, you had the tenacity, but you also underneath it all had the confidence to know that this is what was meant for you, right? And you have made the decision ultimately that's right for you, that's right for your lifestyle, that's right for your family. And it's worth all the struggles that you went through. How did you develop that mindset?
You know, I that's a great question. I work on it constantly. But I think, you know, from a young age, you know, I grew up with a mother who had mental illness. She couldn't keep a job, right? And it was very difficult for her to watch that and to see someone with the instability. The instability, really just witnessing that was really eye-opening, because I thought from very young age, that is not going to be me. I am always going to make sure that I am not only am I employed, but I want to own my business. And I also want to employ other people and give them stability and help their lives in that way. So I think, you know, my childhood, my upbringing, and, you know, like I said, I bet on myself, but I also understand that, you know, there isn't, I don't wait for someone to do something for me, or a handout, or a, you know, someone to just make something happen for me. I've learned that, you know, whatever I have and I want, I have to do it for myself and figure it out. And that alone, I think, helps. That's grit, you know, that helps you get through the journey, right? So the times when it is difficult, it's like, it's okay. It's all worth it, right? It'll be fine. It'll all work out, as I tell my son. Everything works out. So I really think that's it, Elise.
So it's really been a lifelong process for you, starting from a very young age where you created these really strong opinions, and you created that grit and that betting on yourself mentality from a young age. But then you also made a comment earlier where you said, once you find that initial piece of success, it doesn't end there. It keeps going, and you keep leveling yourself up, and you continue to work on it so that it truly is a lifelong process.
It really is. You know, I'm even right now, I'm working on a project that I'm betting big on myself. That's more to come later, you know, that I'll share with folks, but it is something that I'm leveling up again, and it's fun. And why not? You know, I truly believe life is short, and get what you want out of it and enjoy it. And this is what I'm enjoying doing.
That's amazing. One of the other things I wanted to understand is, it's clear you have so much going on, right? When I introduce you, you have your insurance, you're an insurance agency owner, you're, you know, involved with Boss Talk Dallas, you're raising a son. How do you juggle it all? How do you balance it all?
I do it all.
I drink a lot.
I have, what's that?
I drink a lot.
Yeah, I have lots of wine. That's it. I just get through everything. I have a wonderful team, number one, that's first and foremost around me, that support me. And so I feel like that is a huge piece of how I make, you know, how I function in life, is it takes a lot of people for help. I also focus on quality time of things that I'm doing. So, you know, time is my love language, my number one love language. And if I am working on something, I give it my 100% in that moment. And then I move on to the next thing. And, you know, it's not always a balanced day. Some I am running ragged, Others, I am not, but I have learned my work style is and lifestyle seems to be very, some days I am running hard and some days I'm slowly walking down the block, you know, and that's okay. So it's never really equally balanced, Elise. It is, but it is intentional. It's really full of quality time and, I go at my pace.
I'm going to pry a little bit, going back to what you talked about before. What's this new venture you're betting on yourself on?
Well, I'm under an NDA right now, so I can't share just yet. But, you know, I'm interested in overall, I'll say, I'm interested in investing in and working with, you know, female founder companies. And seeing what sort of growth can happen in them over a period of time and how I can contribute to that. And so, you know, working on a couple of projects right now that'll be really fun and really interesting, but really related to opportunity for a particular company that needs it.
That's amazing. You said at the very beginning that you're in the business of people. And every example that you've given, from your upbringing with your mom to the team that you have around you supporting you to supporting female founders and really having a massive interest there, everything is truly wrapped around people and the people that you engage with and that you're ingrained in. And I'm curious to understand what your approach is to working with people, to nurture them, to create those relationships, to empower them, to ultimately see the success at the end of the day?
Well, that's such an interesting question. I love that. I think that, you know, my approach is very authentic. It's, you know, what you see is what you get with me. And I truly am interested in people and their story and learning about them, understanding them. And I come from an approach of curiosity. I'm a very curious person. And so, you know, I think curiosity connects the right people sometimes. And I just come from things of, you know, I want to meet and know lovely people, period. And, you know, if I encounter someone or if I want to reach out to someone, I do. I mean, we've all here met, right? And so that's so fantastic. But, you know, I just an authentic and curious approach about the people around me.
I love it.
Yeah, that's great. And it's a great way to lead, is leading without judgment, but leading with curiosity instead.
That's right. Yeah, definitely without judgment, for sure. I don't judge people. You know, everybody does what they do. Who am I to say anything? But yeah, I enjoy hearing stories. And I think in this life is about the people that come in and out of it, right? And the people that we meet for the right reasons, the wrong reasons, the reasons that there are. And I think it's fun.
I love it. So we get to this point and we always come and ask the singular question of, Rainey, what does ownership mean to you?
Yeah, this is my favorite question of your podcast. That's why I love your podcast. How much you guys focus on ownership. Ownership to me is the ability to define my life and my future. I would also say that it also allows me to help people. My ownership in many things goes to help other families and their impact and their legacy that they create and their stability in their households. It means a lot to me.
So in summary, it's ownership allows you to impact at a high level.
It does. It really does.
And Rainey, where can our listeners find you and learn more about you and potentially even connect with you?
Oh, best way to find me is at raineyalfers.com or on Instagram at raineyalfers. And if you all are in Texas, find my insurance agency at raineyinsuresdallas on Instagram.
Thank you so much, Rainey. So if you're listening, what we've learned here today is ownership is truly about the ability for impact. And in doing so, it's the way to do that is by defining your life and your future. There's three things that Rainey really broke down in order to do that. It's strengths, vision, and clarity. And in that, it's knowing your strengths, knowing where you will succeed. It's knowing how to see yourself long-term. And it's knowing and having that clarity of what you want the end result to be, whether it's financial gain, whether it's time freedom, whatever it is. But underneath it all, to have the patience to be able to sit with it and say, you know what, it may not come immediately, but I have the patience to know that I will get there. And beyond that, continuing to grow ourselves day after day after day and finding those values that we connect with, like authenticity and curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully said, Elise.
It was so great having you today.
This was so much fun. Thank you both for having me, and keep doing this. I love your message of ownership and how much you're sharing people with people. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Love it, guys. So everyone out there, remember, success is different. So be different and own it. We'll see you next week.